You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining my show. Her name is Jocelyn Yeager, and she is out of Brooklyn, New York, and she's the owner-operator of Creative Human Coaching. And today we are going to find out all about what it is that she's doing out there in Brooklyn and how she's helping her community. So without any further ado, let's welcome her to the show. Jocelyn Yeager, welcome.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Great to have you. So Jocelyn, if you could just give us like a brief description of Creative Human Coaching and what exactly you're doing to help the people of Brooklyn. And again, I wasn't sure, I didn't have this on my sheet or anything, but are you grounded to Brooklyn, or if people outside of the state of New York or even outside of the country wanted to contact you, are they able to?
Yeah, totally. My business is entirely virtual.
Awesome.
So I'm a life and leadership coach. Within my private practice, I work with people who are really good at what they do, like they have some business or idea that they want to put out there in the world.
Right.
And then working with me, they want to step up their leadership skills. They want to, you know, create those bigger results, create that happier life, all of those pieces. So within my business, it's really about combining kind of the creative energy with the parts of your life that are incredibly human, as well as that leadership push that kind of takes you to that next level.
So it sounds like you're dealing with professionals who are, again, extremely talented at whatever facet of the business world or the creative world that they're in. It sounds like they're just having an issue taking their ideas and bringing them kind of to market.
Totally. I work with a lot of freelancers who are just jumping into freelancing, and they're maybe at a 9-to-5 job that they want to eventually leave. So we'll work together on that. Or they're kind of just, they've been freelancing for a little while, but they're not getting the results they really want, or
right,
they're not making the amount of money they want to make, or creating the client base that they want to create. So it gives them that extra structure to really move forward.
So for instance, if I'm a new potential client, I come in, what does your process kind of look like from start to finish? Do you do like a consultation, and then how do you lead them in conversation to kind of, I don't know how to word this, maybe I guess in a sense, get them out of their own head and kind of allow them to be themselves and to, you know, make the moves that they want to make.
Yeah, totally. So first, it is an initial consultation or a sample session where they can actually get a sense of who I am, what I do, and
right. Kind
of get a sense of if we're even a good fit. From there, I typically work with clients for at least 6 months to a year. So really starting off right off the bat about getting clear on what their results they want to create are, you know, what is a measure of success in 6 months. And then week to week, it's really just challenging that thing that's in the way. Like, hey, I know if I'm stuck in this conversation with clients, like I can't really close the deal, or, you know, my relationship is really impacting my business, or my business is really impacting my relationship. Whatever that challenge is they're facing week to week, they kind of come to the call and I ask them a lot of questions. I really just get curious about that thing that's in the way. And get more curious and more curious about what that really big thing at the root of it is, and challenge that, like really challenging that really disempowered belief that you have about yourself or your business or whatever it is. And once that's out of the way, the actions and the results are pretty easy.
Now, Jocelyn, in your experience from working with your clients, do you ever find a pattern, for example? Do people come to you with different things that are in the way, or do you see a pattern of kind of the same generalized thing that everyone kind of can't get past?
Everyone's a little bit different. Everyone's got a little different flavor,
right?
I like to say. Some are Cool Ranch. No, but
that's a great way of putting it.
You know, a lot of people are often thinking that they're not good enough. Not good enough to have the thing that they want. They haven't worked hard enough for it.
It sounds like a lot of self-doubt.
Yeah, lots of self-doubt. A lot of beating themselves up. I have a clientele that likes to beat themselves up about stuff. Things
don't
go perfectly. But it's one of those things where I think everyone has that fear inherently. It just shows up different for people.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean by the really human part of the work that you do with a coach. Like, yeah, results are great, money's great, all stuff is great, but it's really about really having that relationship with yourself, where shift, yeah, just more self-love and all of that.
Yeah, I mean,
that really makes a difference.
I've been in the business world, more specifically the radio business world, pretty much all my life,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
I could tell you from my experience that generally people aren't necessarily buying your talents as much as they're buying you. Sure, it's great to have talent and it's great to be good at what you do, but if you're kind of melancholy and kind of just a sad person to be around, people aren't going to want you working at their company, or they're not going to want you freelancing for them. So is that kind of the idea here, is to kind of get people out of whatever shell they're in?
Yeah, totally. We talk a lot about being, which is the kind of woo-woo word for it, but really shift, like what you're saying, like you can tell when someone's being in a way that, like when they're scared or when they're playing really small, like when you have those really powerful people who are playing super small. And you can tell, like you just look at someone, you're like, ah, what is this? There's something off in your being.
Right.
So really, once you shift there, it's the way that you take the action, and the actions that you take will often shift. So it's a little bit of it's both sides. And my thing is with leadership, like a lot of leadership training and development and challenging yourself as a leader, you really end up learning how to figure it out.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, when they first start out, they're like, I don't know how to do something. But when you start breaking up all these stories about being good enough or worthy of success or any of that, it becomes this, the new game is like, I'm going to figure this out. Like, I'm going to double my income this month. I don't know how, but I'm going to figure it out.
Right.
So it's really not getting people somewhere, but really having people see that, like see their greatness and see that potential and that possibility that's so big that it's like, I will go figure it out. You know, that's really big. I really want that thing. So I'm going to go figure it out.
Yeah, that's incredible. Well, Jocelyn, we have to end the show in just about a minute. Do you have a website? Do you have a Facebook page? Anything like that?
Yeah, so you can find out more about me at creativehuman.co, not com, but co.
Gotcha.
That's more details about my practice, and you can go on there and book a sample coaching session with me. And other than that, you can find me on Twitter at Jocelyn Yeager, JocelynYeager. Usually just sharing a lot of puppy gifts on there. And I also work for a coach training program called Accomplishment Coaching. We have training programs in New York, Washington, D.C., Chicago, Seattle, Victoria, British Columbia, and San Diego. So if you have any interest in becoming a coach as well, I love talking to people about that stuff, so you can shoot me a message on my website for that as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jocelyn Yeager out of Brooklyn, New York, Creative Human Coaching. Again, thank you so much for coming on and livening up our afternoon with some wonderful conversation. We really appreciate it. And of course, wish you the best of luck.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.